T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
High-profile interview with a fired FBI official has gotten some blowback from the president.
Andrew McCabe, the former acting director of the FBI, tells CBS's 60 Minutes that there were high-level discussions at the Justice Department about recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed.
President Trump, in response, tweeting that McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax. Both President Trump and the White House saying McCabe had no credibility. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The public library in Andover has rejected a request to move 3 children's books with LGBT characters out of the children's section.
The Andover Public Library Board of Directors voted Wednesday to keep the children's books George, Lily and Duncan, and I Am Jazz in the juvenile section. All of the books include characters that are transgender. Andover resident Marcy Laughlin had asked the board to move the books to the adult section because of their content. In her written challenge, she argued the books were part of a, quote, sexual revolution agenda indoctrination of children. The Wichita Eagle reports there was little discussion before Wednesday's vote. About 55 people attended a January meeting to discuss the issue. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The personal finance website WalletHub, releasing its report this week on 2019's healthiest and unhealthiest cities in America. And a suburb in Kansas City did well. Jill Gonzalez with Wallet Hub says Overland Park ranked 33rd among the list of 174 cities. OP especially strong in the healthcare area, finishing first in that portion of the survey.
Healthcare looks at everything from life expectancy, which is very high in Overland Park, to mental health and mental health counselors per capita, physical health, obviously. So that's essentially the percentage of adults reporting physically healthy days in the past month. We also look at costs of medical visits, as well as any doctor shortages that might be there.
Overland Park has the lowest share of physically unhealthy adults at just more than 7%. Wichita did not do so well, coming in at number 154 out of 174.
A new Fox poll takes a look at what people think President Trump's chances are of getting reelected.
In 2017, a survey found slightly less than 60% felt President Trump would finish one term. This new poll shows 7 in 10 believe one full term is guaranteed. 80% seem certain he will run again in 2020. But there are still those doubters. 53% say they'd like to see someone other than the president as the GOP nominee. A total of 55% see the Democrats' chances of defeating the president in another year as excellent or good. As for popularity, the president is not even the most popular Trump. That goes to First Lady Melania, who outpoints the president 47-43%. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A fast-moving winter storm system is going to slide across central Kansas today, giving us a mix of freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Our high 25. We could see 1 to 3 inches to our north, but a dusting to a half inch further south. Tonight's low 16. Saturday, a storm system not quite as strong comes in with a mix of freezing rain and sleet. Tomorrow's high 30. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light freezing rain, 21 degrees, a northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward.
The actor from Empire attacked in Chicago, speaking out nationally about his experience.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett speaking out for the first time since saying he was attacked in Chicago on January 29th to Robin Roberts on ABC's Good Morning America. Roberts asking, "What do you feel people need most to hear?" Smollett first saying the truth, then adding,
"I just want young people, young members of the LGBTQ community, young black children to to know how strong that they are.
Smollett ending the interview with, "We gotta find them." The actor says accusations the attack was a date gone bad are offensive. No arrests have been made. Police say they haven't found surveillance video showing the attack, but the investigation is ongoing.
Chicago police say they are interviewing two persons of interest in that case. They've been trying to tweak the Oscars ceremony a little bit, to streamline it just a bit, anyway. Some people not happy about that.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences addressing concerns of nearly 100 high-profile Hollywood filmmakers, including Quentin Tarantino, Spike Lee, Martin Scorsese, who sent an open letter criticizing the decision to move four awards to commercial breaks. In their statement, the Academy said, "Unfortunately, as a result of inaccurate reporting and social media posts, there has been a chain of misinformation." The Academy reiterated cinematography, film editing, makeup and hairstyling, and live-action shorts were volunteered by the branches, and the time spent walking to the stage will be edited out. However, the winning speeches will be included during the Oscars, with different categories volunteered in the future. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Lady Gaga defends Cardi B. This following a deluge of hate over the rapper's record-breaking win.
Cardi B made history this week, becoming the first solo female artist to win a Grammy for Best Rap Album. Critics who feel the rapper didn't deserve the win lashed out, leading her to deactivate her Instagram account. Lady Gaga taking to Twitter to say, "It is so hard to be a woman in this industry. What it takes, how hard we work through the disrespectful challenges just to make art. I love you, Cardi. You deserve your awards. Let's celebrate her fight, lift her up, and honor her. She is brave." Cardi B is a longtime Gaga fan. The two met for the first time backstage at the Grammys this year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, for now, the Carlton lives on in the digital world.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star Alfonso Ribeiro denied a copyright for a dance that he made famous on the show.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
The Carlton, named after the character he played alongside Will Smith. Ribeiro involved in a lawsuit against Take-Two Interactive and Epic Games for use of the dance in the games NBA 2K16 and Fortnite, respectively. The document denying the copyright claims the moves are a simple dance routine and not choreography, which can be copyrighted. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Oh, that's confusing.
You mean I could do a dance step and it'd be copyrighted?
I guess, theoretically.
Have you seen me dance?
I try not to. I try to avert my eyes when that
could
might happen.
Never be duplicated.
Huh. Yep. Hey, the movies are coming out this weekend. Let's get a preview at the box office.
I'm Jacqueline Carl. A teaser trailer for the Disney movie Frozen 2 released this week, showing Queen Elsa, voiced by Idina Menzel, fighting across an ocean by freezing the water and joining up with Princess Anna, as well as Olaf, Kristoff, and his reindeer Sven. Frozen 2 out November 22nd.
I think I might be going crazy.
I hit my head really hard, and I woke up in this alternate universe. And guys, look at me in the eye.
Isn't it romantic? Starring Rebel Wilson, Liam Hemsworth, and Adam Devine. Wilson's character Natalie hits her head after being mugged and wakes up in an alternate universe.
So I'm going to have to die over and over again to save all of you.
I mean, I guess you could just reset the day yourself.
Genius idea.
Happy Death Day to you, starring Jessica Roth. Again, only this time, she's not the only one stuck in the death loop. That's Fox on Film for Fox News.
Of course, we're a little more than a week away from the Oscars, the Academy Awards. Let's get a focus in on the supporting actress category.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
The Academy Awards.
Thank you so much.
This year's list of nominees for supporting actress includes two women from the same film. Both Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone battle each other for the Oscar and...
I am the queen, but you are mad.
In this 18th century Mean Girls period piece, The Favorite, about two women vying to be the favorite of Queen Anne. Wise is Lady Sarah, whose relationship with Queen Anne is threatened by her scheming cousin Abigail, played by Stone.
You're so beautiful.
Stop it, you mock me.
If I were a man, I would ravish you.
In If Beale Street Could Talk, actress Regina King plays Sharon Rivers, a steadfast matriarch determined to support her pregnant daughter, whose fiancé has been wrongly imprisoned.
You met by yourself.
Our children.
Also nominated, Amy Adams for her role as Lynn Cheney in Vice, and Marina de Tavera as Sofia in Alfonso Cuarón's Roma. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And all next week, we'll focus on some other categories leading up to the Academy Awards, right here on The Blur. Well, let's chink in with the late night crew. Let's start out with The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
For Valentine's Day, Kanye West got Kim Kardashian a private concert from Kenny G. Check out the video Kim tweeted. Yeah, look at that. It's really sweet. It's really sweet until Kenny G just hung around the whole night. He's like, we guys watch on Netflix.
Well, let's get another one from Jimmy.
Get this, you guys. A woman in South Dakota just set the record for the largest teddy bear collection at 8,026. She also set the record for most dates who came back to her apartment and then remembered they have to get up early the next day. Good luck with your teddy bear.
Oh, wow. All right. Wow. And we'll finish up with The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
Hidden Valley has just released a new version of their famous ranch dressing. They're calling it their blasted ranch-dipped pizza-flavored ranch. Yeah, you can look for it at your local supermarket in the aisle marked, "She's never coming back, is she?"
Entertainment news on The Blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Family-run business, Christian family, honest work at affordable prices. And they'll get you fixed up if you have an appliance giving you trouble. Call Terry or Rachel for an appointment. The phone number is 409-1525. That's 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:42, Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, looking for a place to hold an event in Wichita. Plus, traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.